Well, this is an outside broadcast of our podcast, Tales of the Wales. And this week, where are we?
Dorset.
In Dorset. And we came just for a couple of nights to get away. Not really to get away. The thing about having cancer is that, you know, you can't really plan for a couple of weeks or a week, can you? It gets expensive, it gets very difficult.
But we're restricted to staying in the UK, really, aren't we?
Yeah.
So we're doing lots of little mini breaks around the UK rather than 2 weeks in somewhere sunny.
Yeah.
And it's been quite sunny.
I've enjoyed it. It's really nice.
Dorset's lovely.
We're sitting, actually, as we do this, overlooking
Studland Bay.
Studland Bay and into Poole Harbour over there, and a huge ship coming across from the White Cliffs.
And they're those rocks called Old Harry or something like that.
Well, apparently they used to reach all the way over to the Isle of Wight, to the Needles on the Isle of Wight. And there are people scurrying about to laying tables for lunch and doing stuff like that. But an interesting hotel. I haven't fallen... Oh, touch wood. Touch wood. I haven't fallen over yet.
No, no, we've got a very interesting room. It's called the Bothy, and it's sort of like a little separate building, sort of like a little pod, but it's got no stairs, so it's perfect for you.
And it's round, and we are...
And we're here with Keith and Ruth.
Yeah.
Who did all the driving yesterday.
Brother and his wife, yeah.
Who went and did a bit of a sightseeing tour of the local area.
And if you're in the city, I went to see my specialist last week, and he gave me the once over, and he said, just carry on, because sometimes they don't say any more than that. And there's not, I mean, in a way, every time you go and have a checkup, and obviously they look at your bloods, and for everybody with cancer, they'll all know about this, and they, you know, check you from time to time. And I suppose being terminal, I'm not going to get them saying, yeah, well, it's beginning to disappear. So, bless you, my darling. Is it being out here in the fresh air? Yeah. With sheep to the right and sea to the left.
Sheep?
There's two sheep there, look.
Oh, I can't see that far.
But put your glasses on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see, sheep, yeah.
Oh, they're quite big and close.
Yeah. Anyway.
Glasses are fabulous, aren't they?
Yeah, yes. I do worry you can't. Could you see the boat out in the sea?
Yes.
You can?
Well, with my glasses on.
Oh, right.
Not right at the moment, because I've just taken them off again.
No. Anyway, back to what I was talking about.
Sorry to interrupt you with my sneezing.
Yeah, I should think so. So the specialist said, oh, the table's a bit wobbly, isn't it? The specialist said, no, you carry on, dear. I said, I am putting on a bit of weight. He said, well, I wouldn't worry, really. That's the least of your worries. So, but sometimes when you take an enormous amount of medication, that does happen.
Yeah.
And he says, you know...
I think they've got the dosage about right. So you are getting some mild side effects, but it's not unbearable side effects.
Have you noticed? I feel a lot better today than I have for the last...
Because you had a few days off of the chemo tablets.
Have you noticed?
Yes.
Today I've noticed that I'm not kind of hobbling around like I am old, aren't I? Yeah. But anyway, so for those of you who are new listeners to our podcast, which is all about life with cancer for the person who has it, and obviously the more difficult thing for you and people who are stuck having to look after people like me. Well, you're not stuck, obviously, you're not stuck.
No.
But it just makes life difficult. Yeah, of course it is, yes.
So we've got some more dog news as well.
Well, yes.
Because one of our little new doggies, poor little Mulberry, she's a bit poorly. I took her to the vets, and she's got a bit of a problem with her lady's parts. And so it was all a bit touch and go as to whether we could come, because they were going to do an emergency operation on Thursday.
Mm.
But they put on some antibiotics on Monday, and it's kind of cleared things up a bit. So they're going to do it on Tuesday instead now. So poor little Mulberry's got to have a major surgery on Tuesday.
She was never spayed, was she?
No.
And so that's probably contributed to the problem.
I don't think we need to go into the details, because she might be embarrassed if she listens to the podcast and everyone knows her medical history.
It's a very, very good point.
Especially because it's like ladies' things.
Yeah.
But so hopefully she'll be all right. But we've got that next week.
Yeah.
So we'll have to be thinking about Mulberry and not you.
Oh, gosh, I'm not sure if I can cope. I'll probably be able to. And I'm sure, as everybody knows, I've moved my TV and radio show to Friday night from 10 o'clock on a Friday evening. You can join me either on TV or radio. I get a plug in.
So we'd be able to go away for weekends now.
We could do that.
And I won't have to take time off work, which is good. We just won't be able to go till Saturday morning, but that'll be fine.
No, but that, yeah. Or, I mean, the thing is, travelling, well, travelling's not too bad, but it's getting from one form of transport to another that is quite bad. Because I could walk a few hundred yards, but that's it, isn't it, really? I have to stop. But these are all
on a good day. There's good days and bad days. It depends on sometimes your breathing's quite difficult.
But these things you just learn to live with. And, you know, you just get on with it and you think about what you can do rather than what you can't do.
Yeah.
See, I would love to go down that path now and have a little run along the beach.
I don't recommend that because it's a very steep clifftop path.
Yeah.
You wouldn't get back up again. I think you'd probably fall over on the way down. And also, it's quite far.
So I'll just make the most of looking.
I did that for you. I went for a walk yesterday morning while you were asleep, and I went down to the beach and I videoed the sea for you so that you could have sea noises, because you do like. And then yesterday afternoon, we did go and sit right by the sea.
Yeah. We didn't cover ourselves in blankets, though.
No, we went by car, though.
We haven't got to that stage. Yeah, but, you know, older people sort of sit by the sea with a blanket over their knees.
I think Ruth did go and ask if they had any blankets, but they didn't, if you remember.
Thank goodness for that. I didn't know she did. But it is lovely here. It's really peaceful.
Yes, you can hear the odd seagull.
And it's about 9 o'clock on a Saturday morning or 10 o'clock on a Saturday morning we're doing it.
10 o'clock on Saturday morning. We've already had breakfast.
Yeah. A
couple of nice bacon baps.
Yeah.
Delicious.
I had an egg.
It's one of those hotels where they source everything locally and it's all like, you know, the name of the pig the bacon came from and that.
I don't like that too much. I'd like to be a vegetarian. Really. But I can't bring myself to... No, I can't. Can't bring myself to it. So anyway, that's what we're doing this week. And we hope your week has not been too stressful. And we usually end by saying, whatever kind of cancer you have, I have kidney cancer. And if you go to our website, kidneycanceruk.org, you can find out about help. There's help there. There are people who can talk to you. And there are doctors and nurses and advice and everything else. And it is the same for all kinds of cancer.
It is.
You find out, you know,
where
it is.
There is plenty of information out there if you have access to the internet.
Yeah.
If you don't, you might be able to find somebody who does, who can help you.
Exactly. And if you sort of find that you're not being spoken to or you can't get through to someone, there are ways of doing it. You just have to be more positive about it. You have to, you know, if you feel you need to be seen, you think something's wrong, and they say, well, we've got an appointment for you, but we can't do it for 7 weeks or something like that, then you have to be a bit more pressurized. Is that a wrong word?
Probably.
Yeah, a bit more forceful.
That's better.
That's better, isn't it? Yeah.
I don't know whether that works.
You don't?
I'm having terrible trouble with your GP at the moment. I can't get them to give me something I need for you.
You've never told me that.
I have, remember?
Oh, yes, yeah. But then I said, well, I'll go around and have a word. And you said, no, you'll just sit there and shut up.
Yes, I'll find a way around it. I might have to ask them. I'm going to ask them, the nurses, to email the GP.
I mean, it does sometimes get difficult. And the NHS management and... you know, there are a lot of people who say, oh, well, I'm too stressed and I'm working too hard and everything else. But when you have a terminal condition, don't tell me to wait.
No, I think the problem is that they involve you. So I've requested this medication that the hospice told me I need to get to have at the house in case we need it. And the district nurse can come if you need some pain relief or that kind of thing. I request it from the GP. The GP then rings you and says, how are you? And you go, I'm brilliant, thanks. Brilliant. And so they go,
it's back to me again, isn't it?
Yes.
It's my fault.
I'm going to request it again. And I want, if the GP rings you again, I want you to say, I'm feeling really terrible. I'm feeling very sick and in lots of pain. And then they'll let us have the drugs.
Oh, right. Okay.
But
it would be so nice if things just went smoothly, wouldn't it?
Yeah, because it's been like 6 weeks I've been trying to get this now.
Yeah.
But I think I might just ask. No, Miller nurses are so lovely and helpful. I try not to bother them if I can, but they never seem to mind it. They're always react very
quickly. I mean, so that when I'm a bit critical of the NHS, it's the management and the fact that, they, you know, things that really don't have much effect, you know, asking whether I'm a man or a woman or pregnant or not.
Darling,
pregnant.
We're not going down a political...
I'm just saying that the management got so many things they shoved themselves to do that the medical bits of it sometimes get pushed to the end. Look, that seagull. No, it's a crow. But does it matter?
Not even similar to
it. It might be a crow that is actually being... it's coming closer, though. We haven't got anything on the table to eat.
No. I think we should probably say goodbye at this point.
I think it turns into
one of the bird watching episodes.
Yeah. So, listen, have a great week, and we will be back on here next week.
From home,
yeah. Well, hopefully from home, yes.
Oh, and with news on doggies.
Yeah. Oh, dear, poor doggies.
We haven't been very long this time.
Haven't we?
No.
Well, it's 11 minutes. I think we've probably done enough.
I think it's enough.
Yeah, because we are on holiday. Oh, look, there's a couple of canoes down there.
Let's go and get in one.